بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتاب الصلاة على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the kitab on reading Durood Sharif on Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. The importance, the virtues and the great benefits. And this is also one great part of deen, and it is in fact such an essential and basic part. If a person practices upon this, by the blessings of it, Allah will bless him with the whole of deen also. Allah will make his deen, dunya and akhirat, come right. There are a few basic things in deen. If we observe, Allah, they act like great magnetic forces, and they pull the rest of deen into our life, into one's life, and by which our akhirat is also corrected, and our dunya's life is also corrected. So Durood Sharif, Salawat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is supposed to be a special feature in every believer's life, and on a daily basis, and it should be increased on the day of Friday. When we can imagine the great importance that Allah Ta'ala Himself says in the Quran Sharif, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, that Allah Ta'ala Himself and the Malaika are continuously sending durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There is no other in one aspect ibadat which where we are joined with Allah. Of course, Allah does not send durood as ibadat. Whose ibadat must Allah make? But what Allah is doing, yeah, is an opportunity for us that we do that same thing of sending durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And similarly with the malaika, they are also continuously sending durood sharif. So when we send durood, we are now in line with what Allah is also doing all the time, and what the malaika are doing all the time. That is more than enough to show what great virtues and the importance of durood sharif is. The durood of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is sending durood, means that Allah is continuously showering Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with His great, great special mercies, and continuously Allah is raising the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The durood of the malaika is that they are continuously engaged in the praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And for us, if we have the knowledge and connection with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and know his great qualities, we will also naturally be in his praises, that is reading Durood Sharif. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Then Allah orders the believers who are the friends of Allah that you also send durood and send salam also, and send it with passion and love, and send it in abundance also. That is, make it part of your life. Make it a mission in your life to be sending durood. And the durood of the believers is of different aspects. One is they are declaring their love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The other, they are making dua for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in this sense, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does not need the dua, but by us making it, we benefit by that, by making dua for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Another aspect is that we are saying Jazakallah for the great, great favors of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is only natural that a person should say Jazakallah. If we are not even sending one durood a day, that means we are not even saying one time Jazakallah for the great favors. As far as dunya is concerned, it is only by the barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we are believers, that we are Muslims. That, in other words, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has delivered the passport and visa of Jannat for us. But we don't even say Jazakallah if we don't read one durood. So we should consider what our condition and relationship to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. حضرت عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما says that he heard نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, من صلى علي صلاة صلى الله عليه بها عشرا. a person who sends one durood on me, that Allah Ta'ala then sends 10 duroods on that person. Yeah, also we should think a little bit into it. We, our durood, what is the quality of our durood? With our stinking mouths, minds and hearts, we send a durood, but the magnanimous character and sublime character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he accepts that also. And Allah becomes so happy that Allah, who is subhan, pure, Allah sends 10 duroods on you. And the durood of Allah means his special mercies. If you get the special mercies of Allah, you can have no problem. And that is what explains that how a person gets the whole of deen, comes closer to Allah, because Allah himself is sending 10 duroods on you. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت عبداللہ ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي کریم صلى الله عليه وسلم said أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. The person who will be the most beloved, most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah is the one who sends the most durood. Yeah, also we can see, and every person would like to be close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And such a practical way has been taught to us, where each and every one can qualify. It depends on oneself, that how much a person sends durood, so much he will be more closer to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which means either that he will be bodily close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, or that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will love him more, or that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for him. But everyone has the choice. Whoever wants to be more closer should be sending more durood. وعن أوس بن أوس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت أوس بن أوس رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن من أفضل أيامكم يوم الجمعة. The best of your days, the king of the days of the week is Jumu'ah. The king of the days of the year is the day of Arafat. But the day, the king of the days of the week is the day of Jumu'ah. فَأَكْثَرُ عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ فِيهِ. So increase your durood in on the day of Friday on me. Every day send durood, and Jumu'ah we should increase. Yesterday was Jumu'ah. Each one should think, did we send any durood even? Forget increasing. And that can, we can gauge the level of our connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hence of our iman, how much durood we are sending. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتُكُمْ مَعْرُوذَةٌ عَلَيَّ. For your durood, wherever you are in the world, it is presented to me. Allah has got one group of malaika whose only work is to look for those people who are sending durood. And wherever they find it, immediately they report at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and deliver the durood to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum inquired and said, O Allah's Rasul, وَكَيْفَ تُعْرَضُ صَلَاتُنَا عَلَيْكَ وَقَدْ أَرَمْتَ. قَالَ يَقُولْ بَلِيْتَ. Then they said, O Allah's Rasul, how will our durood be presented on you? And once you have left this world, then you will be dead, your body will be turned into dust and sand, you will be finished. قال نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم replied إن الله حرم على الأرض أجساد الأنبياء. Allah has made haram on the earth that they eat the bodies of the Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام. Their bodies remain intact 100%, and they have in an aspect more greater life than what they had in this dunya also. So this durood is presented there. And when a person reads at Rozae Mubarak in the Masjid Nabawi, then without the intermediary of the malaika, directly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listens to the durood and replies also. So this is a very great ibadat. We should not be neglectful of it, and we should make tawbah for all these days that we were neglectful of our durood, and we should make a firm resolution to read daily durood sharif and to increase on Jumu'ah. Wa akhiru da'wana.